Well, that's the group that's come, that we're all seeing more and more, and we're all perplexed. I mean, I saw a guy yesterday who was 29. He was 25 when he started, 25 years old, never a smoker. Unbelievable.
Wow. Amazing.
That's the youngest I've ever seen.
Actually, Rogerio Lilienbaum presented on this series, he had to present a bunch of cases, a 30-year-old non-smoking woman with lung cancer. Yeah, it's really amazing. I've been looking at a lot of statistics, not to get too far off the topic, but, you know, when you look at the disease called lung cancer in non-smokers, if you look at it as a separate disease in terms of the numbers, and if you want to maybe throw in oligosmokers, the estimates I've heard from people are anywhere from 15 to 20% of lung cancer. Do you agree with that?
Never smokers, meaning less than 100 cigarettes in their life, or in the past have been reported to be about 15% of the U.S. population, higher in women, 20, lower in men, 10. Certainly, I think clinicians have the impression that that's increasing.
So even if it's 20%, if you think about it, it's kind of like, for example, 20% of breast cancer is HER2-positive breast cancer. That now is a different disease. So if you look at it just as that, and then you just take the numbers, because the numbers on lung cancer are so huge, that disease...
34,000.
Yeah, and then maybe, is it really the same number of deaths proportionally? I don't know, but if it is... You know, you're looking at a major disease comparable to, say, pancreatic cancer and impact.
Oh, yeah. Bigger than stomach cancer, sure. 34,000 would be a very common cancer. Those patients usually have stage 4 disease. So I think that those tumors tend to metastasize early as well. Now, they clearly have a better prognosis and live better, and I'm sure there are going to be many biologic differences.